The Philadelphia Orchestra has announced a roster of programs to promote education and community access to music. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Kearns reports on the orchestra's renewed efforts to be an orchestra for the people.
The Philadelphia Orchestra has taken a page from socially conscious companies, like, for example, Warby Parker, that eyeglass manufacturer that gives a pair of glasses to a person in need for every pair you buy. The orchestra has partnered with the Eastman Music Company, which has been consulting with the musicians on a new line of instruments. The orchestra's director of collaborative learning, Dan Berkowitz, says for every instrument sold in stores, another will be given to the Philadelphia School District, where the students now have to make do with several hundred broken instruments.
Together, we're going to have a large impact on this public school narrative and to ensure that these instruments getting into their hands are of high quality, because there's no bigger barrier to learning music than to having an instrument that doesn't function.
The Buy One, Give One instrument program is one part of the orchestra's newly restructured learning and engagement umbrella called HEAR, or H-E-A-R. That stands for Health, Education, Access, and Research. Another effort involves music therapy with homeless people in collaboration with Temple University and the Broad Street Ministry. CEO Allison Volgamore says the orchestra wants to do what it can to help alleviate the city's problems concerning poverty, wellness, and education.
There are some extraordinary statistics about living in our city, and I think what the orchestra has decided, this is important work for an orchestra. It's not just great concerts, but it in fact is being present with people where they are.
Volgamore also says the orchestra has become more active in the All City Orchestra. That's an ensemble of teenagers throughout the public school system. The orchestra will provide rehearsal time and performance venues for that student orchestra, as well as access to music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.